A big sigh of relief and a big drop in oil prices.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. It looks like Hurricane Gustav spared the Gulf Coast and its oil facilities from any serious damage. That, in turn, is bringing down the price of oil this morning. Oil is around $108 a barrel, a level not seen since April. Some analysts think OPEC will cut output if the price continues to slide. But Libya says OPEC's output is likely to stay the same. Condoleezza Rice will visit the North African country later this week. Here is Gretchen Wilson with more.
Many average Libyans haven't seen the benefits of rising oil profits and booming foreign investment. The country's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, now says he'll give oil revenues directly to the country's 5 million people by early 2009. That could mean a payout of more than $12,000 per person. That'd pump huge resources into the region, says Cornelis van der Waal, an energy analyst from Frost & Sullivan Africa.
And hopefully a lot of that money will not be spent on everyday goods, but rather be invested back into the economy, creating further job opportunities for the locals, and hopefully have a positive spin-off in the whole North African region.
Gaddafi says Libyans could spend their oil check however they want, like on their kids' education or to start a business. In Johannesburg, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
European shares are higher, with airline and travel stocks particularly enjoying the drop in oil prices. Stocks were mostly lower in Asia today. Wall Street opens this morning after the long holiday weekend with high hopes for this new month. The Dow fell 171 points Friday to 11,543. The International Association of Machinists is expected to vote today on a new contract with Boeing. Without approval, the union could strike. Danielle Carson reports.
Boeing says the 300-page agreement is its final offer. Spokesman Tim Healy calls it the best contract in the industry.
It rewards employees for the success that the company has had. We've had three strong years selling airplanes. They've earned it, they deserve it, and that's what this offer does.
The contract would bump up wages 11% and pensions more than 14% over 3 years. Merrick Masters, an analyst at the University of Pittsburgh, says the contract is generous, but
these workers want a share of the record profits. They look at it as them having made a good deal of effort to make Boeing in the situation that it's in today, and they're asking for their fair share.
Analysts say a strike would hurt Boeing's delivery schedule of government contracts. A strike could also cost the company $100 million a day in revenue. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
Mick Jagger's pout is worth $92,500. That's how much the original artwork for the Rolling Stones' famous Lips logo went for in an auction in the U.S. London's Victoria and Albert Museum announced today it bought the work. The logo was designed by a London art student in 1970. A museum rep says the design is one of the first examples of a group using branding.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Cleveland Clinic, working to redefine healthcare and the patient experience with the new Miller Family Pavilion and Glickman Tower. More at meetthebuildings.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
The College Board says students last year doled out an average of $800 to $1,200 for textbooks and supplies. A lot of students try to get by with used books. Publishers, in turn, put out new editions. So now some students are doing the same thing with books they do with music, ripping them off from file-sharing websites. Katie McPherson has more from New York.
I found this one a couple weeks ago.
In his dorm room at New York University, 19-year-old Nick is logging onto a website called Textbook Torrent. He's checking to see if any of the books for his fall courses have been copied and posted.
I download most of my music. I download almost all of my movies. And so downloading textbooks just seems like the next logical step.
Nick didn't want to use his full name. Downloading copyrighted material without permission is illegal. But like other college students, he's sick of dropping hundreds of dollars each semester on books.
I feel kind of cheated every time I go to the bookstore.
Not paying a lot for books is the primary motivation behind Textbook Torrent. More than 80,000 users have signed up to download scanned copies of textbooks, often breaking copyright laws. A computer programmer who goes by the name Geekman launched the site last year.
I'm not sure I'd say I'm the Robin Hood, but I know I'm operating in a legal gray area here, and I'm certainly appreciative of the fact that not everybody's going to agree with what we're doing.
Particularly the Association of American Publishers, whose members print over 85% of all college textbooks sold. They've sent takedown notices threatening legal action to Textbook Torrent and dozens of other file-sharing sites. Ed McCoyd is director of digital policy. He says he doesn't think expensive textbook prices are encouraging illegal downloads.
I think it's just part of people liking to get things for free. I don't see this as some outcropping of the cost of books.
But economics professor James V. Cook of Old Dominion University says the textbook market is broken. There's little competition, and students often have no choice but to spend top dollar on required books. He wants to see schools develop alternatives, like textbook rental systems. But that's not likely to happen.
Until scholarly associations or boards of trustees actively get into this and say, you know, this market's not working to the benefit of students.
Meanwhile, publishers seem to have gotten the hint. Some have already begun providing discounted digital copies of textbooks. In New York, I'm Katie McPherson for Marketplace.
Who knows, future generations of college kids may not be familiar with this voice.
Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Glad we could be together again.
PBS stations in several markets, including Chicago, New York, and L.A., will not include reruns of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood in their fall lineups. It turns out the ratings aren't too good. The show's star, Fred Rogers, died 5 years ago. Taping of new episodes stopped a couple years before that. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.